This is Jean McMillan interviewing Mrs. Walter Shannon, Celeste Shannon, at her home, 29 Canterbury Lane, Lakeville, Connecticut. Mrs. Shannon is going to talk about the history of the Wagner McNeil Insurance Company, which her husband was manager of for several years. The date is August 7th, 2012. What is your full name?
My full name is Celeste Mayo Shannon.
And where were you born?
I was born in Waterbury, Connecticut.
And your birthday?
October 15th, 1941.
And what were your parents' names?
My parents' names were Celinda Janet Wakely and Elliot Russell Mayo.
And do you have siblings?
I have one sister, Celinda Eloise Mayo Packer.
What was your education?
College education. And I'm an RN.
How did you come to this area?
My husband got fired from his job in Waterbury and couldn't work within 50 miles of Waterbury, and this is actually 55 miles, and we heard through Travelers Insurance Company that Tom Wagner might need some help up here with the insurance company.
And what year did you come here?
We came here in 1970.
And who were the partners involved with the insurance company at that time?
Insurance at that time was Tom Wagner, Ralph Schweiker, were the two principals in the insurance company, because Ralph Schweiker purchased the N.A. McNeil Company from the McNeil sisters because they wouldn't sell to Tom Wagner, and Tom and Ralph became partners.
And what year did your husband come into the insurance business here?
Here in Lakeville, 1970.
What was his position at the time?
His position was, he was the primary insurance agent there, and he managed the company, the whole Wagner McNeil.
Were there subsidiary branches of Wagner McNeil in the 70s?
Yes.
And they were where?
The subsequent branches.
They had just threw out all their roles.
Right. Or the subsequent branches were in Sharon and in Millerton, New York. And the Sharon agency kept its name as the Sharon Insurance Agency, and the agency in Millerton kept its name as the Cole Agency.
In the Lakeville office, how many staff members were there?
That I'm not clear on.
We said nine the last time.
I believe there were nine. Mabel Bauman was one of them, and Florence Miller, Doris Miller was another one, and Constance Marcon, Tina Marcon, right? And there were Judy McKernan was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There were several more, and I don't recall everyone's name at the time.
You've done a good job. What kind of insurance? Did they specialize in a specific, or everything?
They actually sold everything, but they were more property casualty agencies. And property and casualty agency.
What's property casualty insurance?
They sold car insurance, house insurance, business insurance. They did some health related to businesses, and they did some life insurance when requested. They did farm insurance and so forth, but property and casualty, anyone that owned property of any kind.
Any kind of property.
Right.
Okay.
So,
did your husband become a partner of the firm?
He did. And I think that was actually in 75 or 6. Okay. Tom Wagner sold him stock in Wagner McNeil, and Walt finally did buy Tom out at Tom's request. He said it was time for him to retire and time for Walt to buy the whole thing, which he did, and take it over and run it.
Has the Lakeville Insurance office always been at the location that we know it now?
No, it used to be down in the Borden Building.
Yes.
Across from the post office.
Yes.
And then in 77, I believe it was, Walt purchased the old Salisbury Bank Building and moved the office up there because he felt it was important to have the vaults available to store his records in.
And he bought that building in 77?
Yes. Okay. When Salisbury Bank moved to the other location.
This is an aside, but we borrowed that building. My sixth grade class did a mystery, a bank robbery. And we borrowed that building when it was empty to film our bank robbery.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the vault.
Right.
And everything was set up. And Mr. Lubisher was most gracious to allow us to use the building.
Yep, he was great.
And obviously that was before 77.
Yeah, yep, had to be.
Oh, my.
Because Walt bought the building out of a bankruptcy that the Mirrors were involved in. Mm-hmm. Kathy Mirra and her husband ran a business out of there for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
do you remember what the business was?
I do. It was like the mobile mapping business.
Okay. So, when did Walt retire from the insurance business?
He retired in...
Not yet.
09. 2009, after 50 years in the insurance business.
Oh, that's a lot of clients.
It was a lot of clients.
That's a lot of clients.
Yeah.
You knew when to get out. Civic responsibilities.
I
know you said before too numerous to mention.
Too numerous to mention. Well, the Bissell Fund was one. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance was another.
Red Cross.
The Catholic Church. Red Cross. He was chapter chairman of the Red Cross. He took over from Dave Batchelder.
Oh, yes.
And
Swasa?
Oh, yes. Salisbury Winter Sports. He was big on the Lake Study Association and helped fundraise to bring in the first weed cutter. And
Indian Mountain?
Oh, Indian Mountain School, yep.
Okay.
There were a couple of others that I can't come up with offhand.
And I don't have it in my notes,
nope.
So. And you told me the last time that I was here that he was a national speaker on insurance.
He was a national director.
National director.
For the Independent Insurance Agents of America. And he started out in Waterbury as just a member of the Connecticut Independent Insurance Agents, and then went on from there through the chairs and became president of the Connecticut Independent Insurance Agents. And he was speaking all over the country at that time, and they asked him to stay on and be a director for the National Independent Insurance Agents of America, which he did.
And that's quite an honor.
It was an honor. It was, and he did
well-deserved.
A great job. Yep,
well-deserved.
He did a great job.
Anything else that you'd like to add to the history of the insurance company, your husband's accomplishments?
How about being a great father?
That sounds like an excellent addition.
He's a... a great father. And one thing that the insurance business did afford him was the time to support his children's athletic activities and extracurricular programs at school. He went to plays. He went to singing choral groups. He went to the kids' games.
He had an unusual work schedule. You told me before. Tell me that work schedule again.
He would leave for work usually around 6 in the morning, come home for breakfast with the family, and go back to work, and come home for dinner, and then go back to work after dinner. So when the kids went to bed or were doing homework, he was at work. But if the kids had an afternoon soccer game or cross-country meet or something, he could take the time off and go to that because he put the time in otherwise.
I think that's a wonderful, wonderful accolade.
We all enjoyed that flexibility. That was really important to all of us.
And how great for the children to see their father.
Yep, that he was really interested and active in his, in their young
in
lives.
In their lives.
It was important, yeah. Yep. So, doing pretty good otherwise.
Yes.
And very honest also about the fact that he had, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Because people would stop him on the street with an insurance question, and he would answer to the best of his ability, mm-hmm. and then point out that he had Alzheimer's and say, they better check his answer with the people at the office who are more active in the business now.
But he was a good primary source to go to, because
yep.
he always knew.
Yep,
he always knew.
He always had a pretty good idea of what the answer was going to be.
He always told her where the money was.
That's right.
Thank you very much.